Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a programme that focuses on artists, arts organisations and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guest today is Kirk Muspratt, Music Director of the Northwest Indiana Symphony. The orchestra will be performing Igor Stravinsky's Cinderella and Sergei Prokofiev's Firebird at Living Hope Church on Taft Street in Merrillville on Friday, March 6th at 7:30. Kirk, you've paired a fairy tale and a folk tale. Are there musical reasons that you have paired Stravinsky and Prokofiev?
Oh, great question, Jonathan. Well, there are two absolutely astonishing 20th century Russian composers. One is writing his piece in 1910, and when Paris is going crazy with everybody from Picasso to Diaghilev, and Paris is the center of everything new and wild and revolutionary and beautiful. And the other one, for Prokofiev, is writing his during the Second World War, like right in the middle of the Second World War. But both amazing Russian composers and very, very different styles. And actually, for me, some of the most romantic music, you can say romantic in the term of fairy tale, or romantic in the term of just what violins and oboes and French horns are doing. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous music.
So could you help us a bit, thinking about the music, is there something we should listen out for that characterizes Paris 1910 or Russia in the midst of the Great Patriotic War? Are there pairings of instruments or rhythms that we might listen out for that could give us a sense of the period?
It's interesting because you would think the composer who comes later is going to be more, you know, late 20th century, 21st century, more avant-garde, if I can use that word. But, let me start with Stravinsky. Stravinsky is trying to break the mold. He's like all the artists of the day. You know, his great teacher, Rimsky-Korsakov, was a big romantic. But Stravinsky is like, name the artists of the day. And they're trying to break the mold. And he's 26 years old, which is another thing. He's a really young. And with this Firebird, I can say that the music going forward is never the same. It's almost like with Beethoven. Once he writes Beethoven 5 or Beethoven 3, when Beethoven wrote it, that's it, baby. There's no going back. For Prokofiev, it's interesting because his music is astonishingly romantic. I think of Prokofiev in many ways like Rachmaninoff. I know that seems sort of wild, but there is no more beautiful romantic music than Prokofiev's Cinderella or his Romeo and Juliet. It is astonishingly beautiful. It could be the music of From Here to Eternity, or from, you can name your famous, your Dr. Zhivago, or it could be the music to name your favorite romantic movie. The music of Prokofiev is astonishingly beautiful and romantic and full of melody.
Kirk, I understand that you wrote a text for the Cinderella, and that our friend Phil Potemka at the theater at the center will be the narrator. Could you tell us more about the text and the narration?
Yes. Yes, Jonathan. So I wrote a little pricey before each one of the pieces. So if it's before Fairy Godmother, or Cinderella's going to the ball, or the clock is striking 12, I wrote little narrations before it, you know. So the piece will start with, once upon a time, there was a man whose first wife died and who married for a second time. His second wife was the haughtiest and most cruel woman in the world. She had two daughters who took after her in every way. But she also had another daughter, and she was very sweet, etc. And she had to sleep by the cinders, and that's why they called her Cinderella. So Phil will do that. And also at the free concert, which is before the obviously before our performance, Phil is going to join us for a few minutes to be with the audience as well.
Well, last month, you spoke at the Center for the Visual and Performing Arts about your career in classical music, how you became a conductor. So I presume you've conducted these pieces before. Do you have a short story you could tell about conducting one or other of the pieces with a different orchestra?
Another good question. I'm not sure I can tell you exactly a precise answer to your good question, but I can tell you that every time I conduct these two pieces especially, it seems like I've never done them before. Like right now in front of me here is my score to the Cinderella. And I look at my old markings and my old barrings and my old phrasings and my old thoughts and my old tempos. And I think, what in the H was wrong with you when you did this the last time? And because especially, you know, you asked me about these two pieces. It seems like when I open them, I almost know nothing about them anymore. And so it is a tale of discovery for me and me going, Kirk, you better be better than you were the last time, dude, because I don't like what you wrote down here or the articulations you wrote or things like that. So, and I can't say that about other pieces. Other pieces I've done, I like what I did and I relearn them. But these two, they're like prodigal children who come home to me and I don't recognize them.
Well, I look forward to hearing how you conduct both. As I said, the concert will be on March 6th at the Living Hope Church. Kirk Muspratt, musical director of the Northwest Indiana Symphony, playing again for the first time, Cinderella and Firebird. Thank you for joining us, Kirk, and thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that celebrates the creative spirit in our region.
Thank you.